BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's today's podcast, Bumblower Wednesday, featuring one of my absolute favourite gaps ever. We play a very revealing round of the Google game. It all goes on the air. Carly, our listener, makes some inquiries about this year's relationship transfer deadline day, and Alice is on Real or No Real. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. I hope you're all right today, it's Scott. So we're going to bumble you after two. Any gap requests, let me know. Anything from the show this week or something from, like, something really retro from the show, you can let us know on 81199. We're also going to do the Google game just after half one today, where you start to type in a sentence or a question on a popular search engine that rhymes with Google, and then you know it finishes the answer for you, doesn't it? We've got to try and work out what the most popular answers are. And we get a sentence to start with, the beginning of a sentence, and then we have to try and finish it.
Yeah, but the problem is it always reveals too much because it says, it basically gets you to say what you would be typing in.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
It's a real insight into our minds. That's just after 1:30. Yesterday, Cece, off of First Dates, joined us for Innuendo Bingo, and it was wet. It's Rachel Koo. Rachel who? On BBC Two, A Cook Abroad. A Cook Abroad. Now, in Malaysia, Rachel Koo has been caught out by one of the local customs. Here we go.
Before I leave, the village headman is determined to see if I can shoot his blowpipe.
It was a really wet one yesterday. If you want to see Cece getting absolutely soaked, watch it right now on the Radio 1 channel of BBC iPlayer.
And I take it you got loads of messages last night regarding MasterChef.
So many. Hundreds.
Yeah.
Because of Greg Wallace and his pork.
I assume that will be on?
Of course. Well, you'd hope so, wouldn't you?
Can't wait.
I got hundreds of messages about that last night. If you want to see Cece, that's on iPlayer. Tomorrow, we are joined by Sam McTrusty from Twin Atlantic, getting wet at 1:45.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't know whether it's because I've done a lot of shows on Radio 1, but there are some gap requests coming in today for Bumblebee Wednesday. I don't quite know what they are. What's me saying, get out of here, you pirate, in an Aussie voice?
Yeah, that's great. That's when you did was an impression of someone talking to Johnny Depp.
Oh, the...
Around the time of the dogs. There was this dog fiasco.
Oh, that's right. He wasn't allowed his dogs in. And he was like, I don't care if you're in Pirates of the Caribbean or not. Get out, you pirate. Also, can we have the £1 fish man doing his Michael Jackson tribute song?
Oh, my. That was ages ago.
That is good, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's so good.
What? That was me doing Enya. Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah, Innuendo Bingo. And there's something about a fajita Tuesday, a reaction to that.
Yeah, don't know. And Chris's celebration when he got a question right on pointless celebrities. Loads of gap requests coming in today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Anything particular that you want on for Christmas again? I know you love all the Christmas traditions on this show.
I want it all. Yeah. I want Feliz Navidad Fridays. I want us to ring Dial a Carol. I want, what else do I want? I want to buy a present for your mum.
Oh, not again.
What else do we do?
What about...
I want it all.
You want it all. Okay, this person called Washbucket on Twitter, who says, still so keen for a blast of NSYNC's Christmas masterpiece.
Yeah.
Do you remember I found that at the end of some weird Christmas film a few years ago? Actually quite a good Christmas song.
In fact, you went through a phase of reviewing dodgy Christmas films because there's so many more than you'd think.
What is that? What's that
We
film?
Should get Ali Plum involved in that as well.
Okay.
Get him researching now for some really awful Christmas films that we can all enjoy.
I really enjoy the ones that they are already showing on Channel 5.
Yeah.
Have you seen them on a Sunday? Obsessed.
There's some on Wetflix as well.
Is there?
In fact, don't try typing that in. I'm not sure if that comes up with something else.
Okay. So,
Netflix.
Yes. Have you seen Home Alone 5?
I didn't know.
You didn't know that existed.
I didn't know there was one.
Yeah. None of the original cast, but a classic never the same.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now on Radio 1, it's time for the Google game. It's back.
It's always a very revealing game, this. I mean, we found out all sorts of stuff about both of us and most of our audience, actually.
Indeed.
By playing this game.
So what you do on this game is type the start of a question or sentence into a search engine that generally rhymes with Google. Then Chris and I have to work together to find one of the most popular searches on the search engine that rhymes with Google.
Yeah, because it sort of finishes the question for you when you type it in on that.
Yeah.
But it does say a lot about you, doesn't it? Because whatever you However you want to finish the question is kind of, it says a lot about your mind.
It really does. And what's in your head right now. It
says about what you would type in.
Yeah. So let's find out what's being typed into Woogle today.
Is it cheating if...
Oh. Okay. Oh, I don't... Where do you start? I'm just watching? Is that loud? Yeah. I don't even know what I mean by that.
No, I don't. But lol, that's the first thing that came into your head.
Well, it's an interesting discussion to be had there, isn't it?
Indeed. Is it cheating if I am with a partner, but I dreamt about a famous person last night?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, obviously, everyone has done this, but there are some relationships where you probably wouldn't be able to say that it was a famous person because someone might actually get jealous.
Yeah.
I think I would be okay if I talked about famous people that I've slept with in my sleep. Well, quite literally slept with.
Well, that would be fine.
I think it would be fine.
Would it?
Yeah. As long as they aren't too accessible here at Radio 1.
That's the thing, you see, because you've got a different job to most.
Yeah.
Where you could meet these people. Well, potentially.
I really annoyed my girlfriend not that long ago by... Yeah, I will say.
Okay.
By saying... she basically was saying how much she really, really fancied Ryan Gosling.
Oh. Right? Your favourite.
Anyway, that started to wind me up after a while. So...
Oh, no, you didn't retaliate.
So when someone then said to me, well, who do you, like, really, really fancy? As in, who would be on your list? I just went with Pixie Lott.
Oh!
Do you know what I mean? And I think it wound her up because...
Not
yeah,
the same level.
Yeah, no offence to either of those people. And we're only talking about dreams here.
Yeah, of course. Like, it's like not real.
And hypothetical lists.
Mm. But Pixie Lott has been on the show a number of times.
There we go. Hang
Ryan
on a
Gosling,
second.
Not so much.
Is it cheating if I get with someone on the list? Because people always say that they have a list, right?
Yeah.
But if it actually came to it, would you be fine with it?
I don't think I would. I think it's fine hypothetically to have a list, but when the list becomes reality, not so much.
Do you know what I'd love to find? Someone listening right now who has people on their list, right, that we can genuinely go and set up and test the reactions of their partner.
Okay, yeah, get in touch. Because who's on your list. We can sort it out.
Everyone says this about the list. There's five people who it's all fine because on the list and couples agree to it. But let's be serious here.
That's because your partner thinks you'll never meet them.
Yeah.
And maybe so it's fine to have a list because it's all just nonsense.
Fine. And maybe we can make it happen.
see how fine they are then.
Yeah. I mean, so I don't... is it cheating...
It's quite a dark feature, that.
Merry Christmas. Is it cheating if... on the dream front then, who have you been dreaming about?
Me?
Yeah. Again, this is good, isn't it? Because you meet a lot of these people. Who's the one that does the chase?
Bradley Walsh.
Bradley Walsh, yeah. Have you ever had a dream about him?
No, I haven't.
No?
No. Who's that one off of I'm a Celebrity at the moment?
Larry Lamb.
No.
Martin Roberts.
No. No.
Do you think anyone's...
Emmerdale guy.
Oh, Adam.
Yeah, he might have popped in the other day.
Did he? It's interesting, actually, when you watch TV shows, how the dreams change.
Indeed. Especially if they're like on TV at the moment.
I had a dream about, but it wasn't like a cheating dream, about Carol Vorderman.
Right.
And Ola.
Right.
But
what, an actual dream?
Yeah, an actual dream.
And what were they doing in the dream?
No, really mundane. They were just cooking.
Right. Okay, cool. So should we go with like down the partner route, or should we go down the kind of, I don't know, like... Is it cheating if...
I want to go back to your dream.
No.
With the guy in the jungle, were you in the jungle?
I believe so, yes.
Or was he at yours? Like,
No, he was in... we were both in the jungle.
So what went on?
I don't remember.
No, because I really like this. I like hearing about people's naughty dreams with celebrities.
It wasn't naughty.
Was it not?
We were doing something mundane, like eating cockroaches.
Well, then that's not cheating. My question to you is then, what celebrities have you been dreaming about in a naughty way?
I haven't.
Tell me all about it.
I don't have those.
You
but it's
do,
not
though.
Martin Roberts.
I would love to get... I feel like we're asking for a lot of stories here, but yeah. I would love to hear about people's naughty dreams with celebrities.
Okay, right. Well, this is throwing up a whole, like... Well, this is throwing up, like, various different shows over the next 2 weeks.
I know, because I reckon so many people have them, but they don't really feel there's an outlet for them.
Yeah.
Because their partner might get annoyed.
Uh-huh. Wow, there's just so much to discuss here, isn't there?
Mm.
I've got a couple more ideas. I'm sure you have as well, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll come back and discuss more after this.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So shall we stick with, is it cheating if I've got a partner but I dream about a celebrity? Or should we go down the road of like, is it cheating if I'm on X Factor but I've already had two record deals?
Oh, I see.
I hate that.
Is it
when
cheating?
When you find out.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. But that's quite niche. I don't think a lot of people would be typing that in on Woogle because it would only be contestants from that show. What about, is it cheating if I write loads of stuff on the back of a calculator before my exam? Because you can always take a calculator in.
Yeah.
Although I never did that.
No.
In case
no, I never did that.
What about, is it cheating if I or them are in fancy dress? Does that make it different?
Like,
if you're in full-on fancy dress, is it still cheating? Because you're playing a character then. Well, I suppose you're still cheating
on isn't it?
Harry Potter or whatever it is.
Have you had experience of this?
What, being with someone in fancy dress?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
When?
Well, we used to do lots
was
of nights
role play?
Out at uni. No, it's not role play. At uni, we'd do lots of nights out in fancy dress. No, it's not. No, I'm worried I'm telling...
So this game really does throw up a lot of stuff, doesn't it? It's like an honesty game.
There was one night we, as a uni, trying to break the world record for the most amount of Smurfs
right.
in one night.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You got off with a Smurf?
Yeah.
And you were also a Smurf?
And I was a Smurf as well. It was all very blue.
I think I've heard about this before. Did you put it on 24 Years at the Tap End?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I've done loads of fancy dress.
Right. Right, okay, we need to find an answer. Is it cheating if...
I think the dreaming about a celebrity...
Okay, so is it cheating if I've got a partner but I'm dreaming about a celebrity?
Is it cheating if you kiss another girl? You are dating? You flirt? It's online. I call you sweetheart.
Oh, so kiss another girl was one of the most popular answers, but not dreaming about a celebrity.
No, it's
so
nothing
just
about
us
your
then.
Sleep. Yeah,
no.
Rubbish.
Okay. Obviously, kissing someone else is cheating.
Yes.
Nothing about fancy dress in there, so you're in the clear?
Well, it's kind of worrying that so many people have put that into Woogle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it cheating if you kiss someone? Well,
clearly, yes.
Although maybe with some people the rules are different.
I think a kiss is a cheat.
Yeah, I would say so as well.
Is it cheating if I call you sweetheart? I mean, that means I cheat with you all the time.
Good point.
I always call you sweetheart or hon, babes. Okay, so no points this time on that game, but some very revealing chat there from both of us.
Interesting jungle chat from you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's 2:10. Really about time we did this, I think.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Charlie Dimmock, free boobin in the garden, free who?
Good afternoon. I'm Dick Soper from Great Sexham.
Yes. I'm just getting news in that it's also can be called Nicky Nicky Nine Doors. Brendan there from Panic at the Disco, you missed him.
8 o'clock in the morning, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 10 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 12 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake.
What were you doing there?
Context?
Are you doing a figure of eight with your tongue?
Yeah.
With your tongue?
That was me doing Enya.
It's just a potato, darling.
This is my favourite.
Michael Jackson, we still love you. We will love you. Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, we all love you. We all miss you. Michael Jackson. Yeah. How can we find you again? Your song's always in my brain. You made wonders, though still wonders will be wonders. Michael Jackson.
I'm a lion.
Oh, wow.
I'm a lion.
Oh, what a
so good.
Michael Jackson.
Come on, where are you? 8199. Oh, I'm actually crying.
Halfway through the week, people. Halfway through the week. It's Bombaleo.
James is actually in tears in the car, in the Wazda car park.
Absolutely brilliant shout, whoever decided that that should be in the gap today.
Totally. Jim. Hello, Joe, in his tractor in Somerset. Reedman and Dave in Huntington.
Spencer, bumbling his spanners off right now.
Feeling quite trippy after the Michael Jackson song. Quite hypnotic, says Ryan. Where are you? 8199. Come on, it's halfway through the week. Go! Bambaleo, bambaleo. Craig lolling in his van in Fife. Bambaleo, my castanets off in Madrid.
They love the Michael Jackson clip, don't they? Look, Scott Chris, where did the Michael Jackson clip come from? It's amazing. It's the £1 fish guy. Remember £1 fish? Very, yeah. Very cheap.
That's the follow-up called Michael Jackson, We Still Love You.
It's lesser known.
Gail in Chelmsford, bum-blowing her car parts off.
Okay.
Jamie and Tom in Maidstone, top electricians. Joe in Aberdeen, weather's rubbish, just bum-blow cheering up a little bit. Carla in Plymouth, Aaron on his way to Bude.
Clapping wow. Wow.
40 days.
Anyone else? Adam in Edinburgh. Love the Michael Jackson song. I'm crying, says Sam on the M3 in his van. Tom, ready to fly to Singapore on Friday. Someone's just missed the bus because they were listening too hard to the Michael Jackson song. That's from Becky. Hello, Sam in Bristol. Carl in Weybridge, Joe from the New York Forest, and Tom and Rich in King's Lynn.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Nikki, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Queen, where are you?
I'm on the side of the A12 at the minute, just come off of the M25.
The glamour. What have you been doing?
So classy. I've been delivering today, out delivering, running about, getting lost and stuff, so it's been quite an eventful day, really.
We're on the A12 right now, just because I use that a lot, and if you tell me, I can picture where you are.
I am just about, well, I'm on the lay-by before you get to the Brentwood Slip Road.
Oh, I know where you mean, yeah. So you're way up from, like, Romford and where that lush, there's an amazing pound shop there.
There is, isn't there?
Yeah,
I
massive.
Go past that.
Yeah, do you go past
it?
Can I go
in there?
Yeah,
all
go in
the
there.
Time.
And you've got your Burger King there as well. You've got your... what else is there? Is there a pet store as well?
I'm sure store? There's a pet I'm store. The A12?
Yeah. Just up
I do
from,
love a Burger King, though.
Just up from Wildy's.
A pet store? The
Wildy's.
A12?
Yeah.
Do like a... Yeah, I love Wildy's.
You know
so
what
Wildy's
I mean.
All right. Like
so what are you delivering?
I work for a school photography company, and we're just delivering all the photos before Christmas to try and get the proof back.
Cool.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it's been a big rush.
Right, so bangers, you know about it. I pick a song, Chris picks a song, you choose which one you think is best. I've got this for you today. Oh. Klaxon's Golden Scans.
Love it.
Nice.
Sounds
like that for a while.
We had kind
it's
of similar.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah,
we had
it has
kind of similar ones yesterday, Scott, didn't we? Both
yeah.
Sort of a little bit ho, but good. My one today is so different to yours.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
A little bit of Skrillex.
Oh, you dirty.
I know, it's proper dirty. I mean, it forces you to make a bass face with this one, you know, real.
It is a very forcefully jumpy song. Like, it's something you have to listen to when you're running away from somebody, isn't it?
Yeah,
on
but
I'll
tell you
what, I run away from people a lot.
Yeah,
don't
but if you are going up the A12,
best
then,
to run
you know,
on the A12.
Window down, you can have some proper attitude to this one.
Window down, it is a bit cold though, isn't it? So it's all about windows down.
Good point.
Okay. The outside.
Yeah.
Probably a bit of frostbite.
What would you do?
Oh, they're really good. Normally I'm a Chris kind of lady.
Sure.
So... But I fancy a sing-along today, so I think I'm going to have to choose Scott's one.
Oh, yes! What a gem. That is Claxons and Golden Scans on BBC Radio 1. Happy with the result?
Well, not happy with the result, but good bangers today.
Really good today.
I like this text. Someone says, Chris had the best banger. I've got banger anger.
Right.
Can make banger anger a thing?
Is that from Skrillex?
Yeah, maybe.
Bangers is back tomorrow. Fair and square. One all. Rita Ora randomly popped up this morning for a surprise co-host with Grimmy on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Yeah, don't you love the power of the Radio 1 Breakfast Show that someone like her can just call through?
Just calls up, just cuts through. So she gave us her thoughts on the breakup of Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. Can't believe that's off.
Wow. Really?
I really enjoyed those pictures, do you remember?
Oh, right, yeah, the holiday pics. Yeah, I missed the holiday pics. Again.
Rita played Grimmy a clip of her new material from her phone. And also Rita took a call from this massive fan.
All right, Nick, it's Dave from London.
Hello, Dave from London, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, I'm a really, really big fan of yours, Rita.
Oh, thank you so much.
I love looking at photos of you. And every night I put on YouTube and I look at videos of you as well.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. But that's so sweet.
I find your voice quite grating, so I do turn the sound off. I am very attracted to ladies with the big booty. So you really picked that spot.
Wow. Dave, you sound familiar. Do we know you, Dave?
Who is Dave?
Good morning. It's David Williams.
David!
Classic. Classic Williams. So good. Thank you, Rita, for doing this morning's show with Grimmy. He is back tomorrow morning from 6:30 when you wake up on BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just trying to count how many emails I've got about Greg Wallace's Inyo Nabingo mishap yesterday on MasterChef. I mean, it's in the hundreds. We'll definitely dig out that clip if you saw the Greg Wallace thing last night. You'll know what I'm talking about. For Inyo Nabingo tomorrow with Sam McTrusty.
BBC Radio 1.
You know, I like getting your emails about absolutely anything. I am Kelly Rowland for your stories, down for whatever.
Oh.
Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. Weird ones, embarrassing ones, big ones, small ones. I love them all. Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. Send me your emails, send me your stories. Carly's done that. Hey, Carly, how are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm good, thank you.
I've got your email. How can we help you today?
So basically, I've been seeing this guy and I've just booked a last-minute holiday to Africa and I've just noticed that the holiday is going to be, whilst the relationship transfer deadline is probably going to fall.
Oh, it's that time of year, isn't it?
I haven't even thought about this year.
Well, I didn't think about it until I booked the holiday and I saw it was the week before Christmas. Well, the week before Christmas. And I know you've not confirmed the date yet, but I'm assuming it's going to fall whilst I'm away. So should I lock it down before I go on holiday?
Right.
Well, that's the debate, isn't it? So just to re-establish the transfer window, it's the last possible chance to break up with someone, because really it's very cruel to dump someone over the Christmas period.
Incredibly cruel. So you need to do it before a certain date, and then you can't do it all over Christmas into the new year until we give you the date.
Yeah.
All right. So how long have you been seeing this guy?
I've only been seeing him about a month.
Right.
But he's put in a hell of a lot of effort. The very first date that we had, he baked me this enormous, like, you know Matilda, the Bruce bog trotter cake?
He what?
He baked me like a cheesecake. Do you know in Matilda where there's the kid, Bruce bog trotter, and he has the massive chocolate cake that he has to eat?
Yeah.
in the film. Well, basically, he baked an enormous peanut butter cheesecake.
Oh, why did he do that?
On
that
first day. Yeah, and he made it for him, for me himself.
Oh, my God. Really cute. Bruce Bogtrotter on the first day.
Yeah.
Why did he make you a cheesecake? Do you know?
Well, he picked up, because we met on a dating website, and he picked up that I like cheesecake.
Right, you put that on your profile, did you?
Yeah, I mean, he asks you the six things in life that you can't live without, and that obviously must have made my top six.
Right.
So he picked on that straight away, and he was like, let me take you on a date. I want to make you a cheesecake.
Oh, bless.
And over the time we were speaking, he kept on saying about this cheesecake, I'm going to make you one, I'm really good at baking. So I didn't think he would, obviously, but he did, and it was the most amazing cheesecake I've ever had in my life.
He's a keeper.
He is, and from then on, everyone, like all my friends and family, only know him as the cheesecake guy. They don't even know his real name.
Right. Oh, call him Bruce.
They don't know his name?
No.
That must make him feel great.
But he's just a legend. Like, who goes to that amount of effort on the first day?
What is his name?
His name's Carl.
Oh, Carl and Carly, cute.
Yeah.
Can we call him Bruce, though? Bruce Bogtrotter.
Just call him Bruce if you want.
Just Google image search Bruce Bogtrotter. And it's Bruce there in face for the
cake. Like that.
No, well, no? Well, I've just come across one of these articles, which is remember Bruce Bogtrotter from Matilda? Look at him now. And
I love those ones.
Yeah, and they've always blossomed.
Yeah, always. What is Bruce hot now?
Do you want to quick look?
Look. It's a lot better.
No, you're still not. It's not for you, is it?
Well,
here's the thing, right? Baking on a first date would suggest that he really, really likes you. I mean, I would never do that.
No.
Early days in a relationship, you're willing to do absolutely anything. And everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, baking a cake that size on the first date, that seems quite full on to me. So what
he
I would...
literally got out of an exam and started baking to make his cake.
Yeah. He loves it.
Yeah, suspicious that, really. And what did he do on the second date?
On the second date, we went for like a lovely romantic winter walk. Then we had some like wine and cheese and meat, and it was really, really cute.
Did it feel bespoke? Has he done this before, did you think? Or
No.
I'm so cynical.
So, no. I don't think he has. He told me that he'd like specially found this peanut butter recipe on the internet to make it for me. I don't think he's done that before. He seems genuine, but you don't know, do you?
Yeah, but you don't know, do
I
you?
I cut you off.
He's going to go to me tomorrow. We don't know.
Third date.
The third date we're going on Friday. He's taking me to a French restaurant, which is apparently really romantic.
Oh.
And then our fourth date is actually my birthday.
Convenient.
So I'm thinking the amount of effort he puts into that is going to give an indication of how he's feeling towards the deadline.
Oh, it's all quite new. I like it.
Yeah, it is quite new. Yeah.
So do you not get to see him that often? Because that sounds like quite a spaced out month.
No, I don't get to see him very often.
Oh, okay.
No.
So you said you're going to Africa. When exactly are you going? The week before week before Christmas?
I'm going Friday the 9th of December.
Well, that works for me as a date, yeah. Scott. Does it work for you?
Absolutely. So should we set this now? Friday the 9th of December is the last date that you can break up with somebody.
Oh, wow, that's good. So I'll be able to do it before I go.
Yeah.
Or in your case, book it, you know, get it all confirmed, booked in.
Okay.
Stay together for the Christmas period and enjoy all the presents. Absolutely. And everything that comes with it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure with him it'll be fabulous.
So how do I explain it to him? Or am I just going to have to come out and proposition it? Should be the guy, really, shouldn't it?
I mean, we could do it.
You could do it. You could ring him.
Yeah.
Don't mind.
Oh God.
I mean, we could do this.
What have you got yourself into now, eh?
Oh, yeah, you could.
Yeah?
Why not? Yeah.
Just to get this right, though, you're very keen to lock this in. You're very keen. You don't want to do a Brexit or anything like that, do you?
No, definitely no Brexit, no.
All right. Well, yeah, we can just give him a ring and explain exactly what the deal is here. Think about it and give us a ring back tomorrow.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, I don't want to press you into anything here.
I think we should go with it.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Oh, people are saying, is it earlier this year, transfer deadline day? I don't think so, necessarily.
No, it's round about that time, isn't it?
You can't break up with someone after the 9th of December. We'll let you know when the window opens again, nearer the time. We'll find a date, kind of like probably mid-January, I reckon. Someone says, brilliant, my birthday, relationship transfer day. What a time to be alive. That's from Luke.
Should point out, get with anyone you like. It's just the breaking up that we're...
Yeah, don't do. You can do what you want, like, but just don't break up with anyone. Getting with somebody over Christmas, absolutely fine. Yeah. My friend's wedding day, the 9th of December, says Jem.
Eventful.
The thing is, it's not going to be the best date for everyone. We've just got to stick to one day for relationship transfer deadline day.
Can we not find a date?
People getting married, there'll be people's birthdays. Not everyone's going to agree to it, are they?
Well, let's find a date that everyone in the UK agrees to.
Well, we've said it now, 9th of December.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some news just in from Dundee University. Do you remember about a year or so ago, they named a room after me at Dundee University because of my... Well, like a lot of attendance over the years.
I know, I went to visit it.
Student gigs. Someone says the room is gone. They passed it today and there's a new sign up, but not my name.
Oh, you've been chiselled off.
I think they've chiselled me off.
Can't believe it.
Unbelievable. Sam from Stockport says, I wish one of my high school girlfriends knew about this deadline back in the day. When I was 15, I got dumped on Christmas Day. That's harsh. See, that won't happen to anyone this year, thanks to Relationship Transfer Deadline Day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's Radio 1's Alice Levine's with today's Real or No Real.
Don't pluralise me.
I enjoy just putting an S on things sometimes for no particular reason.
I'm going to just singularise you. All right, Scott Mill.
Imagine you were pluralised, though. Imagine you had a twin, for example. Like, I think you'd be the... I think you wouldn't like that.
I think one of me is enough for everyone, potentially.
Justin Timberlake's. I do enjoy it. I don't know why.
Like, mums and dads sometimes can't get their head around that with celebrities, can they? They put S's on the end.
Yeah.
David Guetta's.
Yeah. So good.
But what happens when you've got an S on the end of your name? So, like, Scott Mill. How do you pluralise Scott Mill?
Scott Mills is.
Scott Mills. Right, here's today's facts for you.
The entire cast of Friends hate the Friends theme tune. I'll Be There For You by the Rembrandts.
Oh. I bet the Rembrandts don't hate it. They've raked it in.
Oh, true.
One song.
Can you imagine?
Rich.
How much money must be going on there?
Beyond your wildest dreams, Rich.
It's like, is it Noddy Holder?
Off of Christmas.
Off of Christmas. Mm-hmm. He just must dine out on that. That's built his mansion, hasn't it?
He's a rich man, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I'd work with him. Fact.
Great.
He did, yeah. I read Scott's book recently for my appearance on Mastermind. Did I tell you about this, Alice?
Only a little bit, but I didn't realise you'd gone into that level of research.
Yeah, I read the book. And you do mention...
Special subject.
I don't know if you've ever read the book, have you, Scott?
Rude!
Trudeau.
Not true, rude.
Anyway, Trudeau.
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 Noddy Holder was at Key, wasn't he?
Key 103 in Manchester, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. God, you still remember
it? Yeah, you went for dinner with him and another Christmas person.
Roy Wood from Wizard.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Ho!
Now, isn't a who big enough?
No, actually...
It's all gone who?
I think you'll find it's still on every year. Together, they are Christmas.
You're so right. Well, I think
and
it's...
And they paid, by the way.
Did they?
Yes, they did.
They should do.
Absolutely. All year round.
You did a good joke in the book about another
he
Christmas person
this,
maybe
so
turning up. But it was very funny.
How we laughed.
So have you learnt some stuff about what happened in your life from Chris relaying it to you from the book?
Well, there's stuff I've forgotten about, yeah. It was weird. He was like cramming for an exam about me.
On the day of filming, I was taking it so seriously. So I was just coming out with facts at Scott.
I've got a really good video on my phone where I'm testing him on stuff. And he's like, he just answers it straight away. It's quite incredible.
Is there a piece of trivia that you will never forget that is really kind of key Scott Mills's trivia?
Oh, it's hard to just pick one. There. But the Mastermind episode itself comes out around Christmas time, so that'd be a treat.
Oh, I see.
The Levineses.
The Levineses will love that.
So, do the entire cast of Friends hate the Friends theme tune?
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Oh.
Jennifer Aniston admitted on The One Show this week that none of the cast ever liked it. They also found that dancing in the fountain was a bit odd, but they had to do it anyway.
Well, they weren't big names then, were they? Right. So they just had to do what they were told.
Exactly. And next.
For £105, you can spice up your nativity scene this year by buying a 2016 hipster version, including Mary and Joseph taking selfies with the baby Jesus.
Not appropriate.
Is it not appropriate? I don't know. Things like that should be traditional. But then when I was a kid, we had a little nativity scene in our house. But being a kid, I'd put my own toys in there. So I was adding, like, dinosaurs.
Trucks.
Yeah, there was... our nativity scene was ridiculous because the stuff I put in there, there was, like, a shark. There was all sorts.
A Sylvanian family. So I'm not sure you played with those.
So based on that, I don't think this is as offensive as maybe it sounds.
Well, there are just certain things that require spicing up. And I feel like the nativity scene is like, that's okay that it stayed that way for a while. I'm not sure that's the thing that I need to inject some modernity into.
I'm enjoying the idea of a hipster nativity scene, though.
Would they all be bearded? Well, they're all bearded anyway. They're kind of...
Joseph's beard be looking on point.
Yeah. There'd be all graffiti on the side of the barn as well, wouldn't there? Yeah. Hipster graffiti there. Yeah. And there was probably some kind of silent rave going on. Yeah.
Mary would be holding like a latte.
Yeah.
And a takeaway cup.
She'd be having a flat white.
Yeah. Someone else would be eating cereal.
And the basket on the bike would be full of gold, frankincense and myrrh. Uh-oh.
What is myrrh?
Myrrh. Is that the scented one? Or that's frankincense is a scented one? Myrrh's the... Oh, bear with.
Scott, get me some myrrh for Christmas. Up for going old school.
I've already got your Christmas present.
Have you? Is it myrrh?
No. Oh, yeah. So it's aromatic resin, as I thought.
Oh, sure.
Is it? Yeah, I want that.
Just what I want. So is there a nativity scene this year, 2016 hipster version, and you've got Mary and Joseph there taking some selfies with the baby Jesus. Not the baby Jesus, the baby Jesus.
The baby Jesus. Well, it would have to have a filter on it, obviously. This nativity.
Oh, the
would
whole
have
nativity
to, the
itself,
whole thing
yeah.
would have to be through the lens of an Instagram filter. So, yeah, I mean, I can see that this would probably be a thing for sale. £105? I don't think so. I'm not spending that on anything at Christmas.
No, overpriced. It's quite hipster, so I can believe it. So I'm going to go real.
I'm also going to go real.
That one's real.
It is currently the hottest Christmas gift in America. Since the set was available to buy last week, they've been selling 500 units a day. Also features a 100% organic cow eating gluten-free feed. Oh,
stop it.
And three wise men on Segways carrying online delivery gifts.
If you want to them.
If you want to be extra hipster, you can buy it for a 0.18 Bitcoin.
Bitcoin?
Oh, that's whiffy, a Bitcoin.
I know. Right, we'll continue real or no real after this. If you are okay to wait around, Alice Levines.
I'm always waiting for you to. Yeah, fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Alice Levines is here playing real or no real.
Stop it.
Okay, I'll stop that now. And here's your final fact.
The latest trend on Instagram is called hashtag bubble bathing. Filming yourself breaking wind underwater.
What is happening?
So is the phone where you're filming under the water as well, or are you just farting under the water?
I think you're just farting. I don't know.
Yeah, what?
Might not be real.
What's the lens looking at?
I don't know how gross we go here, but the science behind farting underwater would fascinate me. I'd love to learn more about it.
Would you?
Yeah, because it just seems to exaggerate everything about it, doesn't it?
Exaggerate? This is such a horrible chat.
Yeah, I'm not enjoying it.
I mean, there's risks involved here. Risks are plenty. I mean, that phone could end up in the water, couldn't it? So
exactly.
Unless Chris says, like, it's in its own waterproof protective casing so that you can get that underwater shot, again, there's risks involved in that. You might be capturing things you don't want to capture.
Yeah, you don't want to... Yeah, filming yourself do it as well is... Well, I don't know what's weirder, actually, filming yourself or filming someone else doing it.
I think someone else is weirder.
It's
all a bit grim.
I've not seen this on Instagram, have you?
I certainly haven't, but maybe I don't move in the right circles.
Right, yeah.
Well, if
you're
it's
not
a...
following the right sites, are you best?
If it's a trend, then we're all going to have to jump on it.
You two will probably be the first to do it. You're always ahead of the curve.
No, we're not ahead of the curve. We're just as the curve begins.
At the cusp.
We're on the tip of the curve.
Horrible.
Mills is always on the tip of the curve.
I am. I pride myself on that. I'm still on. Been on years now.
Yeah.
Loves the tip.
Honestly.
Yeah.
So the latest trend on Instagram is called hashtag bubble bathing, and it's filming yourself farting underwater. Is that true?
I really, really hope for the sake of all of us that it's not true.
Yeah, this is all a bit gross. I think no real.
I really hope no real.
That one is no real.
Not true, but artist Mickey Zilberstein's latest visual project entitled Underwater Flatulence in 120 FPS, basically someone farting underwater, has had over 3 million views just in a week.
What?
Here it is for you to enjoy the sound of.
Sounds like you having a bath, Alison.
Oh, that's so horrible.
Oh, it's gross. It's the music Alice would play in the bath, though.
You would be lighting a candle and playing that, wouldn't you?
I would play the classical music. I can't confirm any of the other stuff.
Here she is.
With Alice in the bath, filming herself. It's so horrible when you imagine it for yourself, isn't it?
It's awful. Oh, what seriously? Have they been eating?
See a doctor.
Oh.
At the end of that round of Riddle No Reel.
I feel sick and so does Chris.
I got 30, Alice got 20.
We can't win them all.
When are you back on the radios?
I'm not. This is my farewell.
What are you on about, you weirdo?
So we should hang out outside of work, but I won't be back.
Are you off?
I'm off.
Wait, there's lots of things happening here that you don't agree with.
Have you been tossed, or is it
there's been
your
a cull.
Choice?
There's been a cull. Saturday. Back Saturday.
Well, you are back on Saturday. Yeah. I was a drama queen.
A split second there, I thought she might be.
Oh, just wanted some attention. Saturday, 1 o'clock then.
Yeah, always the same. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. I'm playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45 for the second time from Twin Atlantic, Sam McTrusty. Scott Mills.